This is true with us. We think we have problems. Who has the problem? The personal I. But are you the personal I? If you identify with your personal I, then you have a problem. What in the world can make you think you've got a problem? It's beyond my comprehension.
It's the pain that makes you think you've got a problem.
Who's got the pain?
I got the pain.
Who are you?
I don't know, but I'm still identifying with it.
Find out who you are and you won't have the pain. Your body may have the pain, but you won't. Separate yourself from your body.
I've been doing it, but it hasn't been working.
You haven't been doing it.
I've been doing some.
You've been trying.
Okay.
There is nothing in this whole universe that can make us feel as if we have a problem. Because there are no problems. Where would they come from? The substratum of this universe is problem-free.
The problems come from the mind.
Whose mind?
Anybody's mind.
No, your mind.
No, all right,
forget
mind.
About anybody's mind.
I know, I'm just saying.
So what do you do about it?
Try to work them out.
You stop the mind from operating.
You can't stop the mind, you have to accept the mind.
No, you don't accept the mind at all. If you accept the mind, it'll be your master. You realize where the mind comes from nowhere. After all, what is the mind except a conglomeration of thoughts about the past and worries about the future?
Robert.
That's all the mind is.
I know I'm talking, I'm being the devil's advocate, and I'm aware of what you're
be
saying.
Be whatever you want.
But it's just repeating the same things over and over. I hear it, I don't know about the other people, yet after you stop talking, I see people just go and do their usual things, including me.
Never mind what people do.
I understand that.
It's what you do. And you've got to work on yourself and be more sincere.
Yeah, see.
The universe is not built with problems. There are no problems in the universe. A problem only occurs when something is not going the way that you want it to go. Isn't that true? A pain may be good for you. You don't know. Changes may be good for you. There is nothing in this universe that wants to hurt you. You simply have the wrong conception of the universe. Another name for the universe is love. The universe can only love you if you accept it. It's like God's grace. God's grace is always available. God does not bestow any special grace on anyone. But you have to be receptive. And how do you become receptive? By surrendering your ego. By realizing it is my personal I or the ego that causes all the mischief. And asking, where does the ego come from? How did it get born? It didn't. It doesn't exist. It has no foundation. Then there are no problems. There are only problems when your ego is active, when your personal I is active. Then you believe you've got a problem. This is why you have to work on yourself every day. You have to awaken to your true nature. Leave the world alone. Don't worry about others. Find out who you are first. Discover your true identity. Then you can worry about others. Until then, you have to put first in your life understanding your true nature. You are not your body. You are not your mind. You are not the world. You are not your ego. Who are you? Find out. And then see if you've got a problem. It is true in one sentence and in one instance that when you are on a spiritual path such as this, all of your problems that have been lying dormant deep inside of yourself come up. That means all the samskaras, the vasanas, all of your tendencies that you've had in many lives because you believe you're human, have a tendency to come to the surface when you're on a high spiritual path. Things will therefore seem to become relatively worse sometimes for certain people. You have to understand what is really happening. You have to understand that you're getting rid of all of your karma, all of the stuff that you've carried around for centuries is coming to the surface to drain out of your pores, and you'll be rid of it. The mistake is that you begin to identify with your situation and you get caught up in it. And you try to solve the problem. That's the biggest mistake you can make. The way you do it is you find out who has the problem first. And of course the answer will be, I do. Ask yourself from where the I came from. Or who am I? Where did this I come from that believes it has a problem? Remember, if you try to remove the problem, a new one will pop up. That's the hard way. The I is the culprit. I feel sick. I feel depressed. I feel out of sorts. And so on and so forth. It's always I. Do not change your condition. Change the I. And see if you've got a problem. You know how many times I've told you this? But you're still not doing it. Some of you still get caught up in all of your emotional junk. The only way to get rid of it once and for all is simply to ask yourself, to whom does it come? It makes no difference what the problem is. How sincere you may think it is. You may really be living in your problem. How real you think it is. The answer is always the same. No one has a problem. I know you're probably saying to yourself, if you only knew what's going on in my life, what can go on in your life? What difference does it make? It doesn't mean a thing. You're identifying with the condition as if it's something bad. And that's your problem. It's okay to feel good as long as things are going your way. But as soon as there's a change, something hits a nerve and you're off. Worrying, looking for solutions, trying to change other people to your way. Forget it. It doesn't work. It may appear to work in the beginning, but you will never find real peace and happiness that way. Real peace and happiness only come when you know your true nature. Your true nature is happiness, peace, love. You've got to identify with those virtues. And the way you do that again is by asking, to whom does the problem come? That's how you identify with love and peace and happiness. Because when you understand to whom the problem comes, what is left over is happiness, peace, and love. That's what you really are. That's your true nature. The world is the world. It will never change. People are people. Everything just is. Leave it alone. Look to yourself. Be a lamp unto thyself, as Buddha said. Stop concerning yourself with your body too much, with your mental thoughts. Let your mind tell you whatever it wants to. Do not react to your thoughts. Observe your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. But don't react. That's the fastest way to get rid of evil thoughts, negative thoughts. By observing them, by watching them, by looking at them. But not reacting. It's not hard. Again, it makes no difference what you're involved in. It doesn't make any difference. I've seen dying people who were happy as a lark. And I've seen millionaires that were so despondent they wanted to commit suicide. Things have nothing to do with yourself. I know some of you think that if you were in a new environment, or if you had this, or if you had that, you would really be happy. It doesn't work that way. It appears to work that way, but it doesn't. The happiness is always short-lived, and you're back to yourself again. Transcend the self. Only you can do it. One of the ways to make your mind one-pointed is through chanting. Chanting is important. It's a meditation. It keeps your mind one-pointed. And all of the other thoughts go away. It makes you take control of your mind. So let's do a little of that right now. Don't you feel much better now? The reason we open up talking about problems is because usually the topic I speak on, I pick up from you people. And for some reason I felt today that some of you are worried about a lot of nonsense. You must never react to anger. There was once a Japanese samurai warrior who found out that his master was killed by an enemy. So he tracked the enemy who killed his master all over Japan. Until one dark night he cornered him in an alley. And he took out his big sword and was about to chop him up, when the fellow spit in the samurai's face. The samurai was taken aback a little, and he shielded his sword and walked away. The fellow yelled at him, "Hey samurai, how come you didn't kill me? I killed your master." And the samurai warrior said, "I got angry." These people are trained never to fight in anger. Now we don't have swords, and we don't have to kill people who did anything to us. But our sword is Atma Vichara, self-inquiry. We should have that power. Whenever we feel out of sorts, whenever we feel anger, whenever we feel something is wrong, we must remember to ask the question to ourselves, to whom does this come? That's all you have to do. Once you start the ball rolling, everything will take care of itself. You say, to whom does this come? And automatically, something will say to you, it comes to me. I feel it. Who is the I that feels it? What is the source of the I? And you follow the I to the source. The source, of course, is consciousness, pure awareness. Your real nature, and the I, the anger, just melts in the face of consciousness, and you're home free. Your real nature is pure consciousness. That's what you are. Just to remember that will make you feel happy. Say to yourself, I am not this body. I am not this mind who thinks. I have nothing to do with these things. I am Para Brahman, pure awareness. I am Satchitananda, being, consciousness, and bliss. Just to understand where you're coming from will heal you of your problems. When I say heal you of your problems, I don't really mean to heal the problem. It'll heal you. It'll make you see things right. It'll make you understand what is real. When you know the truth about yourself, then you become omnipresent. You're all pervading. Consciousness is all pervading. So your son, is included in you. You are the same. So just by knowing the truth about yourself helps him. Do you see how now? Because you're all pervading. See, when you think you're human, you think you're the personal I, and you're limited to a body. But as soon as you realize you're not the body, you're not human, you're not the mind, your real self is the self of the universe. Everything is the self, and you are that. So automatically that will include your son. Well, it seems like that to you. So ask yourself, why does it appear difficult? Same thing. No thing is really difficult. Due to the fact that nothing exists.
So would it help for me to realize it's part of the cosmic?
Just realize that you are the self, the untarnished, beautiful self, absolute reality, pure awareness. And when you really have a good idea about this, then your son will also be helped. Again, it's a little strange to understand how can anybody else be helped if I know the truth about myself? But I gave you the answer. Your real self is not limited to your body. Your real self is omnipresence. That's why all yanis make the statement, all this is the self and I am that. Remember, everything is an emanation of your mind. It is your mind that is creating the whole picture. It is your mind that knows people are sick, people are healthy, people are poor, people are rich, people suffer, people don't suffer. That's all a part of your mind. When the mind is transcended, there is only consciousness, which is another word for happiness. and all is well. Most of you still believe, no matter how many times I tell you, that you are limited to a body. And you think about the problems connected with that limitation. It will never change as long as you think this way. You will see changes in your life when you dive deep within yourself and realize your true identity. That you are emptiness, ultimate oneness. Until you're able to do this, you are going to be stuck with your limited body, because that's what you believe in. You have to start sometime. Now don't get fooled when something good, some human good, comes your way. A lot of people get fooled. Human good is just like human bad. They're two sides of the same coin. Live in your reality, which is consciousness. Never live in humanhood. Again, your body will go through the motions of doing whatever it came here to do. This means that you're not going to have to go to sit in a cave or go to a jungle retreat. Everything is done in your mind. The retreat is in your mind. The cave is in your mind. So the cave and the goodness and the joy and the happiness can't be found in the marketplace. You do not have to go anywhere. You do not have to change your environment. If you would only try this and prove to yourself how beautiful it works. Now, how can you tell that you're trying? How much time during the day do you spend in knowing the truth about yourself? Look at yourself. How much time do you give to this? Most people leave the meeting today and they go home and they identify with all the problems of their life and they forget about these things. Then what do you expect? Some people think it's very difficult to transcend old karmic patterns. Well, that's funny to me when people tell me that. It's funny because old karmic patterns don't exist. It is you who give them birth. How many people that I've known here for a long time still tell me, oh, I guess it's my karma doing this to me. There is no karma. Only when you identify with the body is there karma. The karma is for the body, not for you. You have nothing to do with it. You're free. Stop making excuses. The only reason you appear to be suffering if you are, the only reason you appear to be having some kind of problem, is because you refuse to look away from the situation and ask yourself, to whom does it come? And follow it through. All is well. There are no mistakes. None have been made, none are being made, none will ever be made. What appears to be wrong is for your benefit. To wake you up. To move you out of the apathetic situation. And to make you see who you really are. So, when things are not going your way, it's really a blessing in disguise for you. For you can work on yourself and become free. But for those people in this world and in this life to whom things come relatively easy, they would never get involved in learning the truth about themselves, because they feel they're having a good life. But good and bad are both relative terms. You're going to have to experience the other if you're experiencing one. You want to get off the karmic wheel by realizing, for whom is there karma? Who has to experience these things? You are not the doer. You are not the experiencer. Your nature is pure awareness, absolute reality. Don't fight it. Do not try to bring it to you. You already have it. You just have to wake up. Be yourself. And you'll be God. Believe you're your body. And you'll always have problems. For this is the way of the world. Everything is always in constant change. You've got to cut off your relationship to that change. And identify with your higher nature. This is the way to do it. Everything is attached to the I. Find out where the I came from and where it goes when you go to sleep. When you go to sleep, the I disappears. The I begins, and you say, I am awake, I am hungry, I'm late for work, and you go on and on. Run. It wasn't there when you slept. Where did it go? Will you fall asleep? You have a feeling of intense peace because the I is subsiding. the I is leaving you. So just before you go to sleep, become aware of that. Watch where the I goes. If you can watch where the I goes, you will be in sleepless sleep. You will appear to be asleep, but you will be conscious. And you will be in the fourth state after waking, dreaming, and sleeping, which is the Absolute. When you wake up, catch yourself before you begin to become cognizant of the world. Those few seconds, you will find you're in total peace, total harmony. But then the I comes into play again, and your day begins. While all this is going on, there is a higher I, your true self, that is the witness to all of your states. When you're waking, the higher I watches. When you sleep, the higher I watches. When you dream, the higher I watches. Identify with that larger I. You see, there really are not two eyes, there's one eye. But it appears to be your ego eye until you awaken. Then it becomes your permanent I, the higher self. Watch yourself intelligently. Become aware of that I. Think of the I, none of your problems. You can say to yourself, I. You can use that as a mantra, if you like. I. Even if you have to do it all day long. As you keep doing this, the smaller I will disintegrate. And you will be left with your real self, which you are. You have to do the work. I can lead you to the gold mine, but I can't dig the gold for you. You've got to do that yourself. Even when you think about helping others, you're making a mistake. For everyone has their destiny already mapped out. And no matter what you do, it will not change. As an example, say you try to help a homeless person. This is very commendable as far as it goes. But if that homeless person is supposed to be homeless in this life, no matter what you do, it will not change. You may give him a gift of $1 million, and he will still wind up being homeless. I'm not saying that to help. I am saying first, find out the truth about yourself. And this is no New Age philosophy I'm talking about. I'm talking about Advaita Vedanta, reality, ultimate oneness, absolute reality, pure awareness. When you understand who you are, you are automatically a help to everyone on this earth. Can you see why now? Because you become all-pervading. You become omnipresent. You become an embodiment of love, of joy, without you even knowing it. A rose need not declare its fragrance. By its very presence, it is fragrant. You have nothing to say. You simply become yourself. And everything else will be taken care of.